is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife. He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew
Romans chapter number 8, beginning in verse number 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness. And we just ask you to help us now for just a few minutes as we look to your word. I pray that you would speak to our hearts, that you would make us an able minister of the word of God. And Father, you would touch our heart by your spirit, that we might receive that we stand in need of today, and Father, that we would be mindful as the Spirit speaks to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If it matters to you, then it matters to the Master. It matters to the Father. We, in a natural sense, as parents, we recognize and know with the things that take place with our children, it matters to us. It affects us. And so we read in Scripture that Jesus spoke about mankind, that even though we were evil, we knew how to give good gifts to our children. And if we know how to do that, how much more does your Heavenly Father know how to give good things to His children? That it matters about what's going on in your life and in my life. It matters. And I think I can speak for most everybody. I know I can speak for me, because it seems that this is life. It's ups and it's downs, it's high hills, it's little hills, and it seems like that we get on the uphill side, bone to climb, and we get on top, and we think, boy, we're going to be here for a while, and the next thing you know, the bottom falls out, and here we go again. But amen, God cares. But amen, in our text verse, and really what I want to just concentrate on, look, and just speak to us about is, it says in verse number 15 that whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, Abba is a Aramaic word, and we read it, and it says Abba, Father, but unless we dig in and we Look, we discovered this morning that the preacher can't spell eucalyptus. We have to dig around and look for the meanings of these things. And translating to English, that abbot, it suffers a great deal in the translation. But really he's saying, Father, Father. I don't call Daddy Father too often. I mean, I might tell somebody else, possibly, that, well, that's, he's my father. But, you know, that's his title. But usually we call him Daddy or Dad or something like that. And that's the what this is saying here. Maybe it's, you know, talking about God as being our Daddy, our Papa Father. It's a closeness that it is in the relationship. Because why? Because as it says in this verse, we are His children. And I understand we might be hesitant to use such familiar terms referring to God because we don't want to disrespect God in any way and we want to make sure that we show God the proper reverence. But it reminds us that He, God, who is infinitely high above all others, is intimately close. Amen. He's close. And we can cry, Abba, Father. Now, I wonder this morning, as we celebrate Father's Day, do we feel that closeness to God? Because, see, here's the thing, and we know this too. There's a lot of things that God gives us in Scripture that we see and we can just take from our practical lives and we can let it translate to our lives. And we can see in the family relationship, and it happens between fathers and sons and fathers and daughters and mothers and daughters and just in family in general, that there are times and some things sometimes that get in between relationships. You know that old thing, you know, boy, somebody got a burr under their saddle. And that happens in relationships. I mean, God help us. It happens in husbands and wives. I mean, it does. We're human. There are things that, you know, we have to work that out. We have to apologize and make things right. Amen. Well, the Bible says that, amen, if we go to God, that He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we ask. Because things will get between us and God. But see, even when things get between us and God, God still cares about His children. He still cares about us. And so that relationship, that closeness, sometimes, God help us, because sometimes we get where we don't feel in that closeness. But God help us this morning that we can get rid of those things that might be keeping us from that relationship, from enjoying the fullness of that relationship. The book of Psalms speaks in Psalms 89 and 26. It says, He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. The psalmist, amen, he's going to cry. Thou art my Father. He's going to appeal to God as his Father, as his hope and his defense. He's my God. Recognizing God as his only trust and hope. And it said, and he's the rock of my salvation, meaning that God would, at all times, he would recognize God as his only trust and hope, and that he would be faithful to God. Faithful to God. Now, God help us. Are we faithful to God? We can call him Abba Father. We can have such a close relationship. We are his children. But even as children, sometimes we've said things like this and before, statements of, boy, I bet he made his mom and daddy proud. You know, and that was a sarcastic statement that we made. Boy, I bet daddy's proud of her for doing that. But you know what? Same thing could be said in our Christian life. We could take back and we could look at our own life and, boy, we could say, boy, you know, and it would be sarcastic, boy, we made God happy right there, didn't we? Amen. Because we let things interfere, get in the way, and we become unfaithful. But amen, thank God, God's always faithful. And we can call Him Abba Father. We call God Abba Father because of our relationship with Him. Because of our relationship with Him. Listen, it says here in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." We've not received a spirit of bondage. Before God saved us, you know where we was at? We were in bondage. And there is a spirit of bondage. Now, there is a spirit of bondage that God uses to bring us to Christ as far as conviction of sin, and He deals with us and until we come to that place of salvation. But, amen, more than that, there's many people today that's running about that's saying that they're free and they go and they live as they please and do as they please. But the reality is when they lay their head on their pillow at night, they have no peace. They keep chasing things that they can never catch because God's not their Father. They can't call God Abba Father. But see, He says of us, we've not received that spirit of bondage. Now then, even as Christians, there's sometimes when we have to hang our heads because we are ashamed of what we have done, and maybe there is a little bit of fear, but it's different. It's not lasting. And we know that no matter what has happened, we can call God and say, Abba, Father. And again, just rely on our own experiences here. I remember a feller. He was a young feller. He was about 18 years old. And he graduated in 1984. And he bought a brand new Nissan pickup truck. And he hadn't had it too awful long. And he turned on one of them dirt roads right up there close to where I live. And he was going a little bit too fast on that dirt road. And he went over a little knoll in the road, and boy, it was washboard out on the other side. And he swerved to miss the washboard, and in that sand, the truck went sideways. And boom, boom, boom. Boy, one of the wheels come off the rim, it hit the front side of that thing, and it just dented it up and caved it all in. And there he sat. And I got out, and I knew who I had to call. I knew who I didn't want to call, but also there was nobody else that I would have called. Have you ever been there in your spiritual walk? You hated what you was fixing to have to talk to God about, but amen, there wasn't nobody else to talk to. But then again, there's nobody else you'd rather talk to than God. Because why? Because of the relationship. See, that's what Christianity is. People try to make it out a list of do's and don'ts, but that's not what it is. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. A relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We've been delivered from that, and we've been saved. And listen to what He said. He said, we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. Adoption. Now, what is adoption? I mean, it's an act whereby somebody takes somebody that's a stranger and we adopt them into our family or their family. They adopt them. They wasn't part of their family before. Now, they might be just an infant. I talked to a lady just this week, said she's adopted three. And the youngest one she got when it was 4 days old, and they were siblings. Amen. Adopting some different ages, but she adopted them. You know what they are now today? They're hers. They're hers. The Bible said that we've been adopted into the family. What's that mean? Well, it means at one time, you know what we were? The Bible said we were strangers. We were aliens. We were outside, amen, of the grace of God. We were lost. But we've been adopted. And I thought about that. I got a relative right now, her and her family, they're trying to adopt a girl. This girl is, by the time, if everything goes through that they think, she's going to be 15, I think, before they actually get her. Now, they've been at this process, it seemed to me, like a couple of years. It'd been a while. Trying to get everything worked out and all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. You know, I thought, boy, why in the world takes so long? She's going to be grown before they get her. But they've been going. But then I thought about this. Some of us, God might have worked on a long time trying to adopt us and get us in the family, but we just, boy, we wouldn't have none of it. But amen, He just kept on speaking. He just kept on calling. He just kept on working. And amen, and here we are today. But we've received the spirit of adoption. Now we can adopt somebody into the family, and we can give them the child's portion. But we can't give them the spirit of a child. I mean, we can't just put that in there. But you know what the Bible, what it says right here? It said, He not only has He adopted us, but He's given us the spirit of adoption. He not only gave us the portion, amen, but He's put within us by His grace the feeling of a child of God. Amen. He's made it real in our hearts and in our lives that we are the children of God. What a blessing. Amen. Not only did He adopt us, but He's given us that spirit of adoption whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. We recognize that relationship, and that's what it's real, the relationship of children to parents. Amen. And that's what God has done for us. Amen. Amen. I was born October the 24th, 1966, to Aubrey and Barbara Carroll. So my whole life, I've not known anything except they are my parents, my mama and my daddy. Boy, that's been instilled in me from day one. And I have grown up. I've not always made them happy in every decision, everything that I've done. You know? He wasn't real happy the day I called him about that 84 Nissan that ran over in the ditch. But see, me run that 84 Nissan over in that ditch did not make me aware that I was not his son anymore. Amen. That wasn't why. Because it's a relationship. It's a relationship. Now then, I'll tell this on my daddy. Because you know my daddy, here's what my daddy would tell me. More than one time. He didn't just tell me either. He told them other two knotheads brothers I got. Boys, I brought you in this world. I'd take you out if I need to. You know? And guess what? There's times we believed him. There's times we thought he was trying. Be careful now. God's had to deal pretty harshly with some of his youngins. God's had to deal pretty harshly with me a time or two. But amen, the relationship ain't never been broke. The reality of what God is to me and to you, and that we can call Him Abba Father, that we can have that relationship. And in that, we can follow Him. Because you know what, little children, you know what they'll do? They'll imitate mom and daddy. They will follow. And we look at it and we think about how cute it is. And it is. Now, sometimes it might be cute, but it might not be right neither. You know, I mean, because mom and daddy, God help us, are we doing right? Because they following. My wife works at the elementary school with the little youngins, and sometimes little youngins, you know what they'll do? They'll tell you things you didn't want to know. They're imitators. But see, what He wants us to do is, amen, to be, what are we to be? Imitators of Christ. To follow Him. Because what did He do? Amen. He has followed the will of the Father. And so this morning we can look to our Heavenly Father. Amen. What an example we have. And we can call Him our Father, Abba Father, and Father. We're young and we have our first child, and sometimes we take instructions, sometimes we don't. But everybody's got just their little things that they want to do it their way. You know what the first word that baby's going to say that mom wants that baby to hear? She wants it to say, Mama. Mama. You know what it seems like to me most times what they say first? Dada. I guess maybe it's just easier. Amen. Dada. Amen. Mama's around there with them most all the time, but the first word they say is Dada. Calling Daddy. And amen. And that word stays on their lips a lot as they go through life. Amen. If the relationship is what it should be. And that word should be on our lips a lot, that we cry, Abba Father. Amen. As we go through, because of our relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father, because of the closeness of that relationship, because of who He is and how needy that we are. We cry unto Him, Abba Father. And He hears. And He comes, and as Pam's saying, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master, to our Father. Will you stand with us this morning? I hope that we all can feel the closeness of the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father, and that we can thank God for the relationship that we have with our earthly Father. This morning, as we get ready to dismiss, every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you have a prayer need this morning, amen, if you need to come for the first time and cry out, Abba Father, you come. Or if you just need to come and pray and ask your Heavenly Father for help, you come this morning. While we wait this morning,